producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I will be joined by Aaron Hamlin in a few minutes, who is going to talk about a new voting procedure with all these candidates. We're trying to keep up with them and what they say, what they do, where they're going. You may be interested in watching the Fox News Channel, I'm sorry, Fox Business Channel's event tonight with all the various...
Check your local listing.
Yes, right, exactly.
Yes.
Here, there, and
yeah,
everywhere.
That channel.
We're in the middle of trying to figure out when Veterans Day really is. Is Veterans Day today? No. Was
it's
it
tomorrow.
Yesterday? Maybe. Depending on whether you thought that Veterans Day was one of those Monday holidays. I don't know why the confusion that I heard yesterday in some broadcast circles was...
yeah, on this show.
Right, yeah, amongst yeah. other things.
I'd like to listen here.
So what about it? Do we have a secure understanding of when... Obviously, it really took place on November 11th. But it's been, in my memory, on a Monday. They've done with it what they've done with lots of other holidays when the Congress said, okay, let's give everybody a three-day weekend, sort of kissing into or up to the unions. And so I've been very confused this week as to whether Veterans Day was yesterday being celebrated. It's actually tomorrow. But what's going on?
Well, on our Facebook page, Greg says Veterans Day hasn't been a Monday holiday for more than 30 years.
Really?
Hmm. Huh. Well, that was when Doug was in his prime.
So, it was a Monday holiday, and then it was moved back to the... So, what was all of the coverage of Veterans Day and Veterans Day events
really,
and Veterans Day sales for the weekend?
Well, I heard a lot of sales, which, you know, they're going to make that into a week. But I didn't hear a ton of coverage for Veterans Day yesterday.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, so maybe tomorrow.
Here I did.
I know, right.
But I'm okay with it. I think the more days we celebrate the vets, the better.
Yeah, that's right. That's good. Okay, so the poll yesterday then will be of interest to you, Jennifer. Do you or any member of your family serve in the United States Armed Forces? 46% of you said yes, somebody in the family had served. 38% of you said yes, I have served. 8% said yes, somebody in my family has served. 5%, that would be my answer. 5% said yes, I currently serve. 3% said nobody in my family has served or is serving. So it is rare not to have somebody in your family involved in this at one point or another. And so our poll then today seeks to know how you will observe Veterans Day tomorrow. A, going to a parade. B, going to a museum. C, attending a memorial service. D, spending the day with the family. E, shopping. F, just another work day for me. Well, for us. So what is your pleasure? Help yourself. All right, Kenny, what other comments do you have about Veterans Day? Having been the focus appropriately. I would like to spend more time talking about the vets because I'd like to acknowledge them, the true veterans, the true heroes, and also chide Congress and others who are in authority to take better care of those who have been in service.
We asked on Facebook how you're planning to observe Veterans Day tomorrow. And Greg said, besides that it hasn't been a Monday holiday for a while, mm-hmm. he's going to celebrate by flying his flag and going to celebrations with his fellow veterans.
Cool.
Okay. Makes good sense. Yep. Good for you.
And the other one, Jay, says, I'm going to see Ben Carson at a luncheon.
Oh, really? That's pretty awesome.
What town is that? Is he in Iowa? Or New Hampshire? Where is he? Must be in Iowa.
I'm not sure where he is.
That would be one of those two places. We got a lot of new listeners in Iowa. So I'm going to guess that that's probably where that person is.
Where is... the debate's in Milwaukee, right?
Right.
Right, there
yes.
in Wisconsin.
So that's
yeah.
tonight. So if he's
yeah.
going to a luncheon tomorrow...
I don't think he'd move off back down. It's not that far to get from Milwaukee down to Des Moines. Yes, no?
Could be. Well, I don't know what Ben's schedule is.
All right, we'll have you take it.
Could you call him? Get him on the line.
Let's get the box with the X's and the O's. I'll take an X, Jennifer. You take an O.
All right, circle gets a square.
Yes, right. Okay, so those are our comments on the election activity. What else do you have there, Kenny, on Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show?
A bunch of comments we didn't get to yesterday about Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. And?
Sue says, it's a stupid show, but I watched it just to see Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
I think that was the case with most people. I don't usually watch it anymore. And what I was thinking about it, you know, basically was underscored because it was pretty bad. The show was bad. I think just the people aren't funny there anymore, but he got fairly good reviews and lots of exposure. So what else do you want from that circumstance? Right?
Right. It's exposure. And, yeah, I mean, what do you expect? It's not like he's solving any big problems of the world. He's on Saturday Night Live.
Right. Okay, what else, Kenny?
That's kind of the consensus. Janet says, that was the first Saturday Night Live I have ever watched.
Really?
And now
I
know
why.
Oh, my gosh, ever?
Yeah. Now I know why. All right. So let's take this discussion about the election and voting one step further in a moment. We'll meet Aaron Hamill, who comes from an organization called Electology, and we'll discuss the candidates and the voting approach. It's a new approach called approval voting. What's that all about? Up next here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, so let's get to some of the action here. Aaron Hamlin is a consultant. He's been working on voting procedures for small to large organizations, publicly elected officials in a number of states, written articles for publication like Democracy Chronicles, Independent Voter Network. So, Aaron, let's talk about this concept of approval voting. What is this approach? What's this about?
Hi, Doug.
Hi.
Approval voting is a voting method when you can choose as many candidates as you want. And I'm going to imagine that for most listeners, that's going to be a very novel thing. Because normally when we go and we look at our ballot, our directions tell us to choose just one candidate when it's a single winner election. And if you think about that for a moment, that's really odd because you're in a situation when you get to express yourself and have that have an effect. And yet our ballot is restricting this to giving the least amount of information possible. And being able to choose as many candidates as you want. So we're not talking about ranking or anything. We're just talking about picking as many candidates as you want. Actually has huge effects. For one, it addresses something called vote splitting when similar candidates divide the vote between themselves because when you're voting, you can't support multiple similar candidates, so your vote divides among those lines. The other thing that approval voting addresses by letting you choose as many candidates as you want is it lets you always choose your favorite, which, as it turns out, is pretty difficult to do within the voting method world. And so if you're in a situation when you're afraid of wasting your vote on a candidate that you don't think you can win, approval voting solves that by letting you choose that candidate. And if you want to have an effect in the outcome by choosing among one of the frontrunners, well, you can do that too to hedge your bets against another candidate that you don't like.
I don't understand. Honestly, I don't understand.
I like
the concept. Let's try to explain to me then, Jennifer, what it is that I'm missing.
Basically, you'd have a whole list of candidates in front of you. So you'd have, and you know, this year's a perfect example, especially on the GOP
side. You pick more than one.
So you can pick whoever you like. So let's say for me, you know, this will give away a lot, but I like Donald Trump and I like Ted Cruz and I like whatever. So I vote for both of those guys, and then it's the top vote getter that gets the most approval that would win. Is that what I'm getting from all this?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Kerr.
So you would have two, let's say I made two choices, or Jennifer makes two choices. That doesn't necessarily, somebody else might make two choices, might make three choices. It's whoever gets the top number of votes in the choosing that would make it to whatever the next, in terms of the next round of voting,
so you like,
be the primary. So
you like Trump and Fiorina, you wouldn't have to decide. You vote for both of them, and then whoever gets the biggest approval from all the voters is the winner.
Mm-hmm. What does it take to get this to work nationally? Aaron, you're running this, Center for Election Science. Doesn't this have to be passed into law or something?
Yeah, so historically, the way that alternative voting methods have been implemented has been through ballot initiatives at the local level, and then you just kind of build up from there.
Hmm. So this would be like a referendum. Do you want to have approval voting in your community, that sort of thing?
Yeah. So like a referendum would be like the city council would vote on it and then it would go to the voters.
I love this idea. So Aaron, given the national landscape right now, who do you think, which candidate would this benefit most, do you think?
In the general election,
yeah.
This is totally going to benefit third parties and independents. It will also benefit moderate candidates as well.
Hmm. Moderate. I guess it's so foreign. But I guess I understand how it works. Not that I, what are you getting back from people, feedback from people who have actually done this? Like you did the Republican Liberty Caucus straw poll was done using this. What was the outcome of that?
Yeah. So what we found, and this is a typical thing that we find when we use approval voting and polling is that, the results don't always change as far as who the winner was, but what we do see is when Parani doesn't do a good job distinguishing among candidates that have less support, and with approval voting, we could see some of that. You would see candidates be distinguished between one another that otherwise you wouldn't be able to see under Parani.
Hmm. All right. Well, I think I understand the concept. Where are you in trying to get people to buy into this?
So we're working with a lot of private organizations right now. So, for instance, like we just did the Republican Liberty Caucus straw poll. We also did consulting with the Webby Awards. So we were the ones that designed their voting system for this year.
Huh. All right. Well, if you want to know more about it, you can go to electology.org, E-L-E-C-T-O-L-O-G-Y, electology.org to find out more about how this might work in your community. Maybe you want to get this sort of started. You want to get the referendum question going. You want to just have a way to get more people involved. And that's the idea here. Good. Aaron, thank you. Aaron Hamlin here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
OT. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
DougStefan.com. I guess if you don't jump, you'll never know if you can fly.
I like that.
Yeah, it is. She's 32 years old today. Happy birthday to Miranda Lambert. Was she married to... Was she the one... I always ask you the same question I know about Blake.
She and Blake just got divorced in July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long had they been married?
I think 4 or 5 years, but they were together probably about 10, I would say. They dated a long time.
And she was how much younger than he?
He is 38, 39.
I think he looks
like 7 years.
I think he's older. Looks older than that.
I think he looks just perfect.
Oh, good for you, Jennifer. All right, let's see what else.
Darn that Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, John Dame. John Dame. Good.
John Dame.
Where'd that come from?
For those of you that don't know, that's a radio consultant.
Yeah, he's a radio guy. Keeping ahead of conditions, one of the secrets of business, our motivational thought for the day today, the time to repair your roof is when the sun is shining. Hello. Ding, 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 right? Isn't that the time to fix your roof?
Definitely.
Quote of the day today comes from SeaWorld's CEO, who said, an all-new Orca experience.
I think company. His exact quote was, just kidding.
The company ending killer whale shows in San Diego and putting the animals in a more natural setting. Yeah. Okay. There was a... Remember the blackfish episode?
The movie, yeah. It caused nothing but trouble for SeaWorld.
Nothing for them. Okay, next up on our hit parade here, musically, is Mr. Billy Idol. Billy will be dancing with himself in Las Vegas. He announced yesterday a new residency with 12 dates in March and then again in May. It'll be at the House of Blues inside the Mandalay Bay Casino Hotel. Tickets for Billy Idol go on sale this week. $80 plus fees. So that means $160 by the time you're finished fiddling
Not
around.
Not bad. I don't know if I would rush out to see Billy Idol, but, you know.
But that'd be fun.
You think it would
Oh,
be?
I think he would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
But how many hits does he have, Kenny? I guess, I was pretty young when he was popular. 10 or 12? Oh, good. All right.
Let's see here. It's the show's going to actually have his guitar, Steve Stevens. What a great name. Promises
he
songs.
He also sells real estate. Is that a real estate guy's name?
Steve Stevens.
Dave Davidson.
All right, let's see what else here. We've got you know, a lot of different things. Solo hits like White Wedding. That's the one I like, Dancing With Myself. I like those two songs from him. So that's that story. And for those of you who missed our celebration about an hour and a half or so ago, Sesame Street is coming into the focus because today is the anniversary of their first show.
Aww. How many years ago?
It was November the 10th, 1969. The Children's Television Workshop came together, went to public broadcasting. We got this idea for the show. It took a couple of years to get it together. 170 public stations now. Actually, it's on some commercial outlets as well. So who can't remember Gordon and Susan and Bob and Bert and Ernie, the Cookie Monster, Oscar the Grouch, of course, Big Bird. How do we get to Sesame Street? We sing our way in there.
When do you think Ernie's going to go transgender?
Ernie! Right, isn't it time for there to be a transgender? Wasn't there speculation about Bert and Ernie being supposedly homosexual?
Yeah, they lived in the same room. A la Ricky Ricardo and Lucy, they had twin beds, but come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Why is
They're
it just because
puppets, you know.
I roomed with a guy when I was in college. That doesn't mean that I was gay.
We all know what happened.
Oh, yeah, very cushy. All right. Anyway. Happy birthday to Sesame Street, and to you if today's your birthday. Doug Steffens, good day at 28 past the hour.
In the news, a teen sexting scandal rocks the Colorado town. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Colorado parents discover teens are sexting, that is, sending naked pictures of themselves to other teens. No adults involved. Here's the thing. Teen sexting is not unique to this Colorado town. My guess is pretty much everywhere you have teens and cell phones. DCOC advice, if you want your teen daughters or sons not to do something stupid when it comes to sex, talk to them about sex. And it can't just be a one-off thing. It has to be an ongoing conversation. Use current events or the stuff in your extended family or friends to talk about sex, what's a good relationship, and contraception. In case you're worried that talking to your teens about sex gives them permission to have sex, don't. Studies have shown that teens who talk to their parents about sex put it off until they're emotionally mature and ready. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit USPS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This way, protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
A good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
It's 33 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, broadcasting all over the country, all over the world. It's kind of cool. You can find the program live or in the archives at DougSteffen.com. Go to RadioAmerica.org. Click on the Listen Live button there. CRNTalk.com. Jennifer's picture is always up there. And the audio of this program is frequently found because we have talented people on the program. And that's what they recognize at CRN Talk, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, only the most talented.
On... You can find us at TalkStream Live, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Scroll down until you see Doug's picture. Click on that. Bing, bang, boom. Let's see here. GCN Live, Twitter. I said that already. No, not Twitter, but TuneIn Radio. I was confusing. Stitcher Radio. There's Radio America. I did that already, right? Anyway, there's so many of these different things, apps, et cetera, et cetera. Help yourself and find out what's going on. If you can't listen, a lot of people, I'm on the air 6 hours a day. So how much, the average person, 40 minutes maybe? So you can go. I found people who drive to work listening to us live, and then they find the archive to listen to another hour on the way home, which is kind of a cool thing. Thank you. Meanwhile, the reason that people listen to this program is because we are interested in things here that not normally would be the focus of a lot of conversation on the radio. To wit, the story of the new home that we have covered for an 800-pound alligator. A new muzzle. This alligator was captured outside a Texas hair salon yesterday. Huh? Why was there an alligator, I suppose, is the question, outside of a Texas hair salon. I don't know that the alligator was going there to get his hair done. The alligator is blind in one eye, 12 feet long, 50 years old, captured in a Sugar Land parking lot by Christy Crowbeth, who is a dental hygienist, also is licensed as an alligator trapper. How does a dental hygienist?
Okay, can I just put it out there? Can I say the can I say the A-double-S word?
A-double-S. Yeah, why?
She's a badass. That woman.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if I saw a gigantic 12-foot-long alligator just hanging in a parking lot, the only thing I would do is run inside and call someone to get rid of it. I would never. It would never cross my mind to go get a rope. I mean, it would never cross my mind.
See, these
are ever
at DougStephan.com. The
would
video.
Would you ever think, let me go get a rope? No, you would get on the phone and you'd be like, animal control, there is a gigantic alligator in my parking lot. Over. Never.
This thing.
Never.
And the video taken from the capture shows
ever.
This lady and a police officer struggling to get the reptile tied up. She was eventually able to tape the alligator's mouth closed and limbs.
Here's something that would never, ever happen, too. Never, ever would I say duct tape the alligator's mouth shut. I would. What? How did she know to do this?
She says, a lot of times when I show up on a call like this, it's mostly police and guys. They kind of doubt me at first till I really get them taped up and ready to go. So apparently she has a lot of credibility when it comes to this sort of thing and has done it before.
Don't you know men are going to be so afraid to date her now?
Really?
Like she's going to...
Yeah, no
maybe
kidding.
Maybe they'll like it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let's see. There's a Facebook page that you can go to, the lady that runs the hair salon in the strip mall, Beatrice Valdez House, has posted on her Facebook page, and she wrote, "He was caught this morning in our back parking lot. I think he was trying to get in for a hair appointment." Anyway, they're bringing the alligator to a place where it's going to be involved in a breeding program. Live up the rest of his
life.
Make
some shoes.
Yeah, have some girlfriends. So, come on. Do you have alligator shoes? Do you have any alligator shoes?
No. I have plastic shoes that look like alligators from Payless.
Right, there you go. Pay
I could afford
less,
the good stuff.
Enjoy more. Speaking of affording things, you'll be happy to know the United States Postal Service, otherwise known as USPS, expects to handle 15.5 billion pieces of mail for the holiday season. So, the USPS expects to deliver more than 30 million packages just on one day, December 21st, the busiest delivery day of the holiday season. The rise in online shopping has package companies bracing for record shipments this year, including the Postal Service, UPS, FedEx, and there probably going to be a few drones, don't you think, Kenny? Buzzing around with... Do you think Santa's got a drone?
About Santa. I bet Santa's elves make drones.
Santa, right. They would be Christmas presents and not used to deliver the presents, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rolling Stone magazine. Jennifer, do you have any more comments or would you like me to move on?
I'm fine.
Okay. Rolling Stone magazine hit with yet another lawsuit yesterday. This is a string of lawsuits related to their campus rape article last year. For those of you who don't remember, I think it was November, everybody read the magazine story detailing an alleged gang rape at the University of Virginia's Phi Kappa Psi fraternity. Rolling Stone later retracted the story. Earlier this year, an associate dean of the school named in the article sued the magazine, saying it made her out to be the chief villain. Then three fraternity members sued the magazine. Now, the entire chapter of Phi Kappa Psi is suing Rolling Stone for $25 million. Saying the story did major damage to its members' reputations. So, will the Rolling Stone go out of business? I don't know how much cash they have. Or do they belong to some big... Are they in some big corporate shell? Or are they on their own?
I think they're their own thing.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to tell us?
This publication is a rag.
The Rolling Stone magazine?
Oh, it's the worst. Have you gotten it? Have you looked through it lately?
I haven't looked at it for years,
since
actually.
Since it was good. It used to be, like, very well respected and good. Now, they sent me a free subscription. I think that's how desperate they were for readers, so I just started getting it. It just showed up one day.
Yeah.
It is like, I mean, I don't even want to line my birdcage with it. Like, it is just that bad. It has nothing to do with music anymore. It's just lame, and they just, I don't know, it's very vulgar. I don't know.
Is it?
Yes.
Vulgar in what way?
They just throw around F words and a lot of cuss words. I mean, I guess that's what they've always done, but it just, I don't know.
For what purpose, one would wonder.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So does the Phi Kappa Psi come out of this pretty well? They probably settle beforehand, don't you think? If they're smart, they will.
Yeah.
In a manner of speaking, yeah. Right. All right. I'm going to take a breath of fresh air here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a moment, what to use when you're making a cake. Sort of a...
No.
Oh, no, that's Kevin. Not right. We got Kevin, haven't we? Yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
maybe
we do.
Maybe he can make a cake, though.
No, he's not going to make
never
a cake.
Know.
No, this is serious conversation about the Russian plane crash. I want to, as many of you have known, listening to the program this week, my friend Meredith is in... she just sent me an email. She just flew into Cairo from the lower end of the Nile River, and they're coming back. I think it's tomorrow night. But the stuff that's going on over there is pretty amazing, frankly. And I saw this because she's just been to King. There's a side story here. We have at DougSteffen.com the continuing mystery of King Tut. You pronounce it Tut. How do you pronounce it? Tut.
I say Tut.
King Tut. She was in the tomb yesterday. Apparently, there's new evidence to support a theory that King Tut's tomb may be hiding two secret chambers, and those hidden rooms could solve an ancient mystery: what happened to the queen Nefertiti? So the walls of the tomb.
I also say Nefertiti.
In the Valley of
but
the
you
Kings.
Didn't ask me.
Last week, Nefertiti. How do you pronounce it? Nefertiti.
I say Nefertiti.
Nefertiti.
Nefertiti. Right. Now you've got me saying it wrong. Nefertiti.
So I was going to do something serious, but now that's gone up in smoke.
Oh, well.
Anyway, Meredith said it was fascinating stuff to see what...
ruined me, Doug Steffen.
Yeah. No. All right, so anyway, we'll focus on what the latest news is from that plane crash in Egypt in a matter of moments here. The things that you don't know we'll bring to the surface on Good Day.
I'm Rich McFadden reporting for KillerApps.tv. The holidays are near, and anything tech can make a great gift. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with brands to give us a sneak peek. Mario, what are the three high-tech gifts that impressed you?
First up, a new category of TV called OLED. It has experts calling it the best TV ever. It's the LG Flat OLED 4K TV. Delivers incredible color and intense detail for the ultimate picture quality. Plus, it has LG's webOS smart TV platform. Then, check out the LG Gram laptop. At only 2.16 pounds, it's lighter than a MacBook Air, so you can take this anywhere. It's sleek yet durable and comes loaded with Windows 10, powerful Intel Core processor, HD picture quality, and built-in HDMI port. Plus, a great connected home starts with the Schlage Sense Smart deadbolt. It's keyless because it's Bluetooth enabled. Designed to work with Apple HomeKit technology and Siri, you can control access codes and check lock status anywhere. Your phone now becomes your door key.
What about educational toys?
Parents, take back your tech and give kids ages 3 to 9 the safest Android-based tablet, the Leapfrog Epic. Kids are safe to go online because it has parental controls built in, and the home screen makes it fun and easy to access Leapfrog's library of content.
How about a unique personal gift?
Ancestry DNA. It's a service that combines the latest genetic testing with the largest online family history resource. The easy-to-use test predicts your ethnic origins, and with over 1 million people having taken it, you may find relatives you never knew you had.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day Savings, this Wednesday only. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings, like 40 to 60% off sweaters, fleece, and outerwear for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Don't miss the one-day-only doorbusters, this Wednesday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container spilled to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheet. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
All right, 30. Whoops, we're at 46 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Ken and I are joined by Kevin Mallott, who is the international security expert, president of Erase Enterprises, a provider of high-risk safety and security services. He's been involved in special rescue operations for a number of years, has been selected as the lead instructor for a lot of special rescue products for the United States military. So, Kevin, welcome to Good Day. Let's talk about this plane crash in Egypt and whether there's anything hidden here, or do we pretty much know what has been in the news media, and that's that it's all pretty much a bomb that got on to this plane, perhaps placed there by somebody that's connected to ISIS. Is that pretty much where it is?
Yeah, I think that's the major focus right now, but I would back up and say there's several different actors that could be behind this other than just ISIL. You have to remember that Al-Qaeda's got a big axe to grind with the Russians going all the way back to Afghanistan, you know, when they were the Mujahideen before they adopted the name Al-Qaeda, and they're trying to get themselves back on the front burner. So Al-Qaeda could be involved. ISIL could be involved. You also had the fact that a few weeks ago, the investigation came out that the Russians were responsible for the missile that downed the Malaysian jetliner in the Ukraine.
Right.
And Malaysia is one of the major focal points for Al-Qaeda operatives. The meeting of the terrorists before the September 11th attack on the United States took place in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. So there's a lot of Malaysians that have a problem with the Russians right about now. And in that area of the world, in the North Africa, Middle East area, there's a lot of Malaysian expatriates working. There's a lot of Filipinos, a lot of Indonesians. So there's a group that has a problem with the Russians over that issue. And the other thing that no one's talking about is who was on board the aircraft. That's a concern of ours, that depending on, this is a very expensive resort area, and depending on who from the government or from the oligarchy in Russia was on that plane, that could have been a rationale for being targeted because of what Putin's doing in Syria and trying to get, you know, get some pressure on him.
Is there a passenger list somewhere that suggests that somebody that's high up in the Russian government was actually on the plane?
I have not seen the list, but I'm just, you know, when I look at it in analysis, we always look at all the possibilities and all the possible actors and the motives.
Right.
And that in the past has been an issue of who was on the actual aircraft when something was done. So I'm saying because it was a Russian-based airliner with a predominantly Russian passenger list coming from a very expensive resort, I'm kind of interested in who was on the aircraft as well.
All right, so let's fast forward to the holiday season here in America. Already the news media is full of stories about how the TSA is changing things, will change things, has changed things. Not that the TSA has anything going for it in the first place anyway. I think it's what goes on is a charade in our airports here. The essence of how they can turn this into taking more control, do you think there are going to be some changes that will come to our airport procedures here because of this?
Well, I'm sure they'll change some of the procedures, but I'm not sure they're going to fully focus on the issue. You know, sometimes we treat the symptom and we don't treat the illness, and that's kind of where I'm a little bit concerned. Doing a couple of different tactics at the front doesn't necessarily solve the problem of protecting the actual aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stop and think about this. ISIL has penetrated all the government operations in the Middle East sector where they operate. They then had, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand refugees leave. There were young males in the 18 to 28 group without women, without families with them, which is highly unusual for their culture. And they all traveled into Europe, and everybody said, sure, come on in without vetting anybody. We're going to take 10,000 in the U.S. without vetting them and have absolutely no clue who's in that crowd. Now that you got the first one on the board, if ISIL is behind the Russian airliner, having them all over Europe where they can get on a plane and fly to the U.S. doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Viewpoint, if they were going to let them in the first place to Europe, they should have put a restriction such as you can't fly for a year until we know who you are.
Thanks. Got it. Kevin, thanks for being here. Kevin Malott here on your day.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
If you'd like to be a contestant on The Running Man, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to ICS Talent Hunt, here at your local affiliate, and then go out and do something really despicable.
All I've seen is a bunch of low foreheads who think they can change the world with dreams and talk. Too late for that. If you're not ready to act, give me a break and shut up. I'll be back. Only in a rerun.
All right, John Parr singing Restless Heart, Running Away With You from the movie Running Man. Number one movie this week, 1987 was the year. Chucker, what do you remember? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. What do you remember about this movie?
I thought Richard Dawson, who was on Family Feud at the time, played a villain. Awesome. One of the best villains of the 1980s in a movie.
Uh-huh.
Maria Conchita Alonso was a female lead. How many Oscars did she win?
I don't remember that she won any.
No, I know. She didn't win. She wasn't a great actress, but she was a lot of fun on screen. And Paul Michael Glaser, who was Starsky and Starsky and Hutch,
he was a little cold.
He directed that movie.
He did a lot of directing, I think, didn't he, for quite a while?
TV. He did a few features, and he did TV directing.
Yeah.
He did a good job on that movie. Listen, it's not a great movie, but it's a fun B-movie, and Arnold, you know, if you like Arnold, you got to like that movie.
All right. Is Arnold in the focus here on Good Day? In a moment, we have Chuck Curry's movie news and a review of, if I tell you what's going to happen, it sort of reminds me of making a speech. Tell him what you're going to tell them, then tell them after you told them what you told them. So anyway, you can be confused for a moment. Chucker up next with his daily report here on Good Day.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day Savings. This Wednesday only. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings. Like 40 to 60% off sweaters, fleece, and outerwear for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Don't miss the one-day only doorbusters. This Wednesday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, let's get to movie news, Chucker. What's going on that's exciting in the world of movies, DVDs, videos, et cetera, et cetera?
I don't know if it's exciting, but it's a fact. Paramount Pictures currently testing female leads for its big screen version of Baywatch. Dwayne Johnson, formerly known as The Rock, and Zac Efron will be the male leads. Alexandria Daddario.
Isn't he the lead in almost every other movie that comes out?
I know. Literally. I mean, it got like one out of every three movies he's attached to, which is pretty good for him and his bank account. But Alexandria Daddario, who played The Rock's daughter in San Andreas, reportedly one of those who tested for the female lead. I actually like her, though. She did a really good job in that film. Other news, Warner Brothers pulled Steve Jobs over the weekend from 2,000 screens because it's performing so weakly. It took a 70% drop off in ticket sales week to week. Currently out for 3 weeks in wide release. Film's only pulled in $16.7 million. Despite great reviews.
I liked the movie, frankly. Is that the same thing as the Dan Rather movie? That doesn't seem to be.
That's much more in limit. See, Steve Jobs got a big release, which was like 2,400 screens. Truth, the Dan Rather movie with Robert Redford's only on a few hundred. So Truth was really not expected to do much at the box office, and it is, and it's more of one of those movies that's the people who produced it or the studios
wanted to make a statement.
They just want to put it on, sell it on demand. They never intended to have a marketing campaign. Where Steve Jobs had a marketing campaign and a budget, I think it had a $30 million budget. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays come Oscar time, because usually when a film tanks at the box office like this, it hurts its Oscar chances.
You know, I was disappointed that Ace Ventura, when Nature Calls, never got that far. It was released by the state in 1995. What a great flick, don't you think?
I was not a fan.
Really?
But I don't like horror movies. I didn't like them.
Yeah, Jim Carrey leaves me cold. I was saying that to be facetious, Chucker. 59 past.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.